First up, to what extent is the fall in real estate shares related to the series of measures over the past weekend that targeted home sales and prices?
Well, it's absolutely related. And last week when we were talking about this, it was the issue that people were breathing a sigh of relief. They believe that the tightening measures had accomplished what they wanted in terms of causing a pause. But these are aimed at the secondary market, which had not experienced the same kind of leveling off. There was still upticks in there. It shows that the government is moving on these what they call a systemic risk. The last two news stories you talked about in terms of bank lending and in the finance things and draining money from liquidity, from the market. These are all issues that the government has about saying, look, we said we're going to move on systemic risk, those things which are problematic to our economy, and this is exactly what they're doing. They don't want the property market to continue to be this area of just speculation, and they're going to move very clearly against that.
Well, as you noted, these smaller markets have less experience with this sort of thing. So would you expect these measures to spread into further into second-tier cities, or what other actions would you expect to follow suit, I guess, as everybody starts learning lessons here?
Well, it's a lot depends on the market reaction. If we start to see a broad, gradual decline or even a little bit of a give-back in property housing prices, I don't expect that there would be drastic measures. But if the market continues to use property as an investment vehicle, speculative investment vehicle, yes, you could expect even more claims moves, increased amounts that are required, down payments that are required, less available banking the support. You've seen that already in Shanghai and Beijing, where people are showing up to the bank and say, I want to buy something, and the banks are saying, sorry, we're not going to lend you any money.
Well, the Housing Commission in Beijing has issued a construction guideline on joint ownership housing in a bid to fight against market speculation. So would you expect other cities, even second and third tier cities, to announce similar measures to that?
Well, it could be. This is the typical of the Chinese government in terms of trying a new program. This is once again trying to bleed out speculation from the market. What it basically does is it shares ownership. It's going to limit the amount of money that somebody can get from investing in real estate. It's really for first-time people who've never had any kind of ownership, and they're going to see how this goes. It's quite a large program, 250,000 housing units. It's in the big cities now, but people should be aware that if this is working, they'll probably be implemented in another city, depending on this issue of what happens to pricing in these second and third tier areas.